rivalry of Neve Connell and Kilcar continued this afternoon here in Donegal Town, and the latest instalment has been won by the 2015 champions. They have dethroned Kilcar on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 6 points. And Martin, on reflection, I suppose in the first half it was a 3-2 game after 33 minutes of football. It hasn't been a classic, we expected that anyway, but over the full course of the game, the better football, I suppose, was played by Neve Connell, and deserving winners in the end.
Yeah, they scored 1-7 from play in the second half, where Kilcar got the 3 points from play in the first half. That's the difference. You know, Kilcar looked back and they didn't get enough scores playing with the one. They've been the better side. They came out of the tough group, in fairness to them, and with Unions and Gidor in that group, and they've come out of that group, the group of death, to say. And you know, the performance here today, Brendan McDyer coming off the bench, kicking them 2 points. We talked about Kieran Gallagher's performance, getting the 1-2 inside, to give them a big option, and they've Kieran Thompson throw that area in the middle of the field. But they were the better side, but I have to give credit to Kilcar. They put up a big battle considering the players that were. It's bad enough to have lost the two players going into the game, but then to lose Mark McHugh in the game and Conor Doherty later on. But you have to give them credit. But look at Glenn, Neve Connell with a better side, they deserve to go through. And they're a team, they're a good championship team, they have good pedigree in the championship. And looking
they've had two big ones now, Martin, St. Unions and Kilcar.
Yeah, there's two big ones for them, and looking forward now, they'll be looking forward to the draw this evening. Suppose they can meet Gidor now, Oisin.
Yeah.
If Gidor won, they can meet the team in their group. If Gidor beat Bundoran, they can meet them this evening. So that's the big thing if that happens, But you don't write off Bundoran. Anybody knows the parallel. We had a big shock yesterday, but yeah, listen, Neve Connell, they're coming good. They have a system of play, and they're very, very happy with it, and they're happy the way they play that system of play. And they definitely have changed it a bit this year from the point of view of putting Kieran Gallagher full forward, giving that option. Of they kicked a lot, even with against the breeze the first half, they kicked a lot of high ball in on top of Kieran Gallagher. Yeah, look at it, their performance. I don't know what it was in Gidor. Maybe people say down in Gidor that they weren't worried about that game. They knew they were still going to have to win the St. Unions game. They were disappointed in Gidor because they only got 6 points that day, but the Unions game, they were definitely a lot better against St. Unions the last day. And looking at it today, they're even improvement on that performance today, particularly the second half. It took them a long time to get going, but they were by far they were a long way the better side. But Kilcar stayed in the game, but maybe Neve Connell left them in the game. I'd like to see this Neve Connell team even do more attacking, because the quality that they have, particularly from midfield up, and they showed that what they have.
Have they got it right now with Thompson in the middle and Kieran Gallagher up top?
Yeah, definitely. That's improving, because I think Gallagher is a natural inside player, can play inside, where Thompson, I don't think he's a natural inside player. I think he likes time on the ball, and he's very good at winning the ball, which he did today. So I think they definitely have got that right. You have Anthony Thomas coming deep, you have Liam McLoon, who didn't want him as better games today, but he's still going to get improving that there. And then you have the likes of the bench makes a difference. When you have the likes of Brendan McDyer, Aaron Thompson able to come off the bench, so that does that makes a difference to them, to have that quality of player rushing that they have there. Yeah, look at they know what they have to do. They know themselves to do. They're in a semi-final. The draw this evening will be very interesting, but they're there now, and there's themselves. Young Glenn Swally and McCool's there in the semi final, and we're going forward now to look at the next game. But it's a good performance by them, and you have to be impressed with them today. They had a job to do. Forget about who Kilcar had missing or who Kilcar didn't have. They had a job to do, and they did it really, really well and really effective. And they have a game plan with. They're happy with. They're happy to carry. To keep play defensively when they have to control the game, get the ball forward, break on the break, and then use Kieran Gallagher when they have to at full forward. And considering that he scored 1-2 today, and there from play going into him, big scoring, so he is a big plus to them. That we always like young players coming through in teams, he is a big plus this year. I know he was there last year, but he's definitely a big player, and his physical, the physical power of him as a player as well. So look at you, and Kieran Thompson, I definitely think is his best position. We talked about his midfield, so good performance by Neve Connell. They know that they've another job done. They'll be hoping that they got the harder draw of the quarter final, that they would like to get the easier draw. Maybe people would say that, we don't know until after the game this evening. People
it's nothing easy in semi-finals, Mark.
People would say McCool's is the easier draw. Maybe McCool's people
not
say
like
that.
But being
honest, you feel that way, and they'll tell you that themselves. What a great performance by them yesterday. So Neve Connell, I feel maybe they're turned. They've got a hard group. They've got the toughest of the quarterfinals to be second easy draw. But look at, no team will want to play them. That's the other way to look at it. The Neve Connell team, and they'll get ready now this week again, getting players back, and they didn't seem to pick. know, the Brendan McDyer back from injury, and they didn't seem to pick, Aaron Thompson played, so they didn't seem to pick up any knocks. They didn't have anybody off the knocks, so they'll be happy enough getting ready. They'll all probably head to Balbuffet now and get ready for next week's semi-final, actually.
Yeah, we still have another game, of course, to come this afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock. It's going to be Gweedore against Bundoran, and once again, we'll have live coverage from that game in association with John McNulty's Mace Shop and Top Oil Filling Station in Stranorder. So, just to recap the happenings at your Connell Park here today, Niamh Connell, the Glendies club, have taken victory against Kilcare and have dethroned the holders of the Dr. Maguire Cup on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 6 points. The tail of the game, it was far from a classic first half, to say the least. It was 3 points to 2 after 32 minutes off of football. Kieran McGinley and Matthew McLean in the opening 5 minutes got the first 2 scores of the game, but before Niamh Connell got level, there was 30 minutes on the clock. The 2 scores there to make it 2 apiece, both from play, Kieran Thompson and Dermot Brick Malloy. But it was the point from Stephen McBurdy on 32 minutes, which then put the holders in front just before the break. But there was a blow in that half to Kilcare as they lost Mark McHugh due to an AC joint injury. And unfortunately, from Mark's point of view, he's off to Letterkenny Hospital to get that that issue looked at after a big shoulder came in from Kieran Gallagher 10 minutes into the first half. But it was Niamh Connell who came out of the blocks the quickest in the second half. They had 3 unanswered scores to go 5-3 up after 12 minutes. Kieran Gallagher, Kieran Thompson and Jason Campbell were the scores on that occasion. But then back came Kilcare. They had a brief period where they had 2 unanswered scores, Matthew McLean and a good one from Brian O'Donnell on 21 minutes. And it was certainly in the melting pot at that stage off the tie. But the bulk of the scoring for the rest of the game would all come from the 2015 champions. Kieran Gallagher, very, very effective. Kevin McGettigan and Kieran Gallagher getting on the score sheet on 22 and 24. Matthew McLean with a nice score from play over in the far side of the pitch on his left foot, reduced the deficit to 1 as we went to the closing minutes of the game. And it was super sub Brendan McDyer who had 2 points from play on 27 minutes and on 31 minutes to once again restore a 3-point advantage for Niamh Connell. And the score that sealed the deal for them this afternoon here at Tyr Connell Park was that goal that came from Kieran Gallagher deep in injury time. We thought it was going to be called a penalty, but the umpire said that he had released the ball just before it nestled in to the back of the net, and referee Enda McGinley had given the goal, and that was the score which really sealed the deal for Niamh Connell here today as they progress through to the semi-finals of the Donegal Senior Football Championship for the 5th year in a row. They've made the last 4 semi-finals. They've now entered their 5th in a row, and the way they've played football over the last 2 games against the mighty St Unions and the mighty Kilcare, they've taken victory against 2 of the big guns, and they're building form as the championship continues. Niamh Connell joining Glenn Swilly and McCool's in the semi-final draw, which will take place later on today. Who'll be joining those 3? You can find out later on here on Highland Radio. We'll have an extended Sunday sport for you once again to facilitate coverage of Gweedore against Bundoran. Gweedore, of course, seen as many favourites to lift the Dr. Maguire this year, but Bundoran, who scored late against our draw to book a place in the last 8, don't rule out the boys from the south of the county.